It's Wednesday and time for comments from our listeners. We start with a response about a story we did last week concerning California recall candidate Cruz Bustamante and a group he once belonged to, a Chicano student organization called Mecha. Slate's Mickey Kaus told us he found some of the group's literature racist and noted it called for the return of the southwestern United States to Mexico. Let me outline some of the subversive activities in which we were involved, writes Dr. Sandra Mendez of Sacramento, a Mecha member during the 1970s. And the list she sent included, quote, fundraising activities such as taco sales, mentoring of high school students, study groups, and wine and cheese receptions. To characterize Mecha as some militant separatist organization would be laughable if it were not so dangerous. Our piece on Thomas Delgado, who followed his father and grandfather as a guitar maker, drew lots of letters, especially about this part of the interview.
I have a little boy, his name's Candelas, and a little girl, Sofia.
Can you imagine that your son will be a guitar builder?
My little boy's only 4 years old, so he comes down here and he loves it.
Dear Day Today, I enjoyed the interview of Mr. Delgado, who builds fine guitars in his family's business. I found it sad, however, that Alex Chadwick only asked about the son as a future guitar maker, not the daughter. But presumably, the Delgado family's expectations for the girl exceed those of Mr. Chadwick. I wish both children the best of luck in whatever careers they choose. Sincerely, Ruth Kitfertis, Mid Pines, California.
From gender stereotypes, we move to racial stereotypes and reaction to a commentary last Friday by Gustavo Arellano on the recent practice of excising scenes that depict racism from older movies.
In his discussion of racism and ethnic stereotyping in Hollywood films, Gustavo Arellano neglected to mention Fantasia, which is only available in a studio Bowdlerized version, and Song of the South, which isn't available at all. Like other studios, Disney has decided to confront racial insensitivity by pretending it never existed. This is unfortunate because Disney DVDs could include supplemental material that apologized, as well as educating children about racism. William Summerwork, Renton, Washington.
And more advice on proper pronunciation. In a story we aired on Monday about the U.S. Open, our own Mike Pesca tried this pronunciation of the name of the Belgian tennis player who won the women's competition.
Justine Henin-Hardenne.
Very good, Mike. Excellent effort, but soon corrected by our French fluent day-to-day colleague, Karen Grigsby-Bates.
Justine Henin-Hardenne.
Now that sounds more convincing to me, but Tim Lowell, who listens to Philadelphia's WHYY, wrote to say they're both wrong. He noted, Justine is from the Walloon area of Belgium, and he included a complicated phonetic spelling of her name. Here with a rendition based on Mr. Lowell's pronunciation guide is our day-to-day resident linguist and senior editor, John Buckley.
Justine Henin-Hardenne.
Thank you, John. Please send your suggestions for pronunciations or comments about things you hear on our program. Our address is daytoday@npr.org. You can leave a phone number if you like, or at least give us a hint of how to pronounce your name. The address again, daytoday@npr.org.